What is up, Salt community? Welcome back to the Monochrome Podcast. If you know what NAB is, if you know that black magic is not witchcraft, if you love to geek out on lenses and all of that kind of stuff, if you love apertures and color grading, then you are in the right place. Welcome home. We're glad to have you. This is our podcast brought to you by the Salt community. We have Kaylee Lindsay with us. Hello.
What up?
She's wearing, if you can't see, she's wearing her pink colored Apple Pros, whatever those are called. And we also have Caitlin, the Salt director, with us.
Hey.
And we are super excited. We're going to be talking about NAB, like I mentioned earlier, and some things coming out of that. We're going to talk about an interview with Mark McDonald. If you don't know who he is, you're in for a treat. He is a Salt friend and compadre. And then we're also going to have a pastoral moment from Kaylee, which I'm super excited about. Yes. And a creative challenge, as always, at the end that you will not want to miss. So without further ado, Caitlin, tell us about NAB. Tell us what you've learned, all the nerdy gizmos and gadgets that have come out of that.
Well, if you do not know, NAB, it's an acronym for National Association of Broadcasters. And you're like, what does this have to do with the church? Well, basically, tons of equipment, software, news comes out of NAB. And whether you know it or not, it greatly impacts those tech teams and production teams in the church, even design teams too. And Luke was like, guys, we've got to talk about this. He was super excited for us to share about Blackmagic's new product. As JT mentioned, Blackmagic has nothing to do with witchcraft. So if you're like, what the heck, what is this company? Just bear with us through this news segment here. But Blackmagic is about video equipment, and they announced at NAB, they are releasing the 2110 IP converter, which is kind of a big deal for some people. But if you have a 10 gig infrastructure for your video world at your church, then this allows you to do 4K video over your network. So it's going to be very useful for some churches. Again, for Luke's a video guy, so he was geeking out about this. We just have to say that. We love Luke for that. But there's a lot of other announcements. There are different categories at NAB that companies can win. You know, it's basically almost a little internal competition at NAB, and people also do tons of reviews and share their thoughts on these new products. But I want to share some of those quote-unquote winners with you guys. First off, in audio production, there's a whole list of winners in here, but ClearCom was one of them. I know I love ClearCom for a comm system. For those of you who are a little out of what we're talking about here, it's like the walkie-talkie headsets, you know, that your production team wears and they call cues through. Yes, ClearCom. They were one of the winners this year for their virtual intercom and Skyport, the Gen IC virtual intercom and Skyport. So I love seeing their name up there because I'm a fan of ClearCom. I guess I should also say we are not sponsored by any of these companies. We're just sharing news by NAB.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you want to sponsor,
yeah, hit us up. Emails in the show notes.
Once again, for cameras, Blackmagic, their Ursa Cine 12K made the winners list, which I always love Ursa. I'm not a camera person, so I always think of Ursula. And, you know, the company's called Blackmagic. So I'll just take me back to bad lady, you know, Little Mermaid when I hear about Blackmagic's Ursus. But DJI, I know internally our team is a big fan of DJI stuff. Their Magic 3 Pro was a winner, as well as their Osmo Pocket 3. I know I am personally wanting to add their little DJI clip-on mics to my cart. I want those for all my iPhone recording stuff for social media. But you guys have your eye on those Osmo Pocket 3s, don't you?
I'll take two.
Why? Like, literally, what's cool about them?
Well, what's very cool about them and is similar to the original or the Osmo 2s is they shoot in full 4K. They will literally fit in your pocket. They're very small. And this new one will, I'm sure, with a bunch of other features, but what's really unique about it is it will shoot vertical and horizontal.
Oh.
So
super cool.
Very enticing for creatives and creators to have something that can fit in your pocket, shoot full 4K, 60 frames per second, and will shoot vertical and horizontal. It'll also pair with those little microphones, the DJI microphones, which are very, very cool. And we use them a lot at Salt 2023, and I want some personally. So
they're so cool.
Kaylee, same reasons?
And they have a built-in, yes, and they have a built-in tripod.
Oh, that's so valuable.
So you can hand hold them. Yeah. You can hold them like this, which our Salt community can't see, but I'm holding my phone up. Or it has little legs that you can just set it down instead of using like an iPhone tripod. It's very cool. And when we were talking about this before, I just like that it goes and then like turns to vertical and horizontal.
Yeah. It's also, it's like
free to use that DJI.
It's like a built-in gyroscope. So it's not just a camera on a stick. So it's very smooth.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it has like face tracking and those types of features as well.
Wow. I think it does.
So if you're like a solo person trying to get some action or stuff like that, you can set it to track you and it'll follow you, you know, as long as you're within view of the camera. So lots of cool
features.
And the
price point is wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap. It's, I think they're like $699, $700.
Yeah.
So for 4K with all of that for $700 is wild. Yeah. Like so cheap.
I think I'm going to go buy one. I really want one.
We've convinced
it right now.
Just in the podcast now. Thanks, NAB.
I'm buying it.
Well, one final thing I want to say, because I feel like we've talked about this very early on in the podcast. A lot of teams are kind of debating between Adobe Premiere for video editing or trying out DaVinci Resolve. And Blackmagic's DaVinci Resolve 19 made the winner's list for graphics editing and switchers. Mm. So I think that's a big deal. JT was just trying out DaVinci Resolve the other day. Keith uses it in our office doing Salt University content. And I've known a lot of people just to try it out have made that switch. So I think it's a big deal that made the winner's list.
It's the switch is tough. I will say I'm not like a true pro video editor. I can piddle around in Premiere Pro, but I've gotten to where I understand it and can do things pretty quickly in it. Mm-hmm. And switching to Resolve is a huge, like it's similar, but it's also extremely different. And so I literally just tried using it for like an hour and I was like, I got to go back because I don't have time to learn this at the moment. But I can see where it would be so much better than Premiere Pro. But I just have to learn it first. But there's a lot of stuff in there that I'm like, this makes so much more sense. I just have no idea how to use it, but it makes more sense.
L-Acoustics, a leader in audio technology, offers cutting-edge sound solutions for houses of worship. Their Alisa immersive hyper-real sound transports congregations beyond the ordinary with an immersive soundscape, putting everyone inside the message. From cozy to grand-scale sanctuaries, L-Acoustics tailors sound designs to meet your specific congregation or worship space, ensuring quality meets affordability. With L-Acoustics, you'll never have to sacrifice sound quality. Learn more by clicking the link in the show notes.
Cool. Okay. Well, coming up next, we have a very cool interview with our good friend, Mark McDonald. This was actually recorded at Salt 2023. So go take a listen, check that out.
Hey, Salt community. I am here right now with Mark McDonald, and he has been a workshop speaker for us now for 2 years at Salt. So I want to kind of give him a chance just to kind of tell us what it is about Salt that just keeps bringing him back, that he enjoys being a part of this community.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I get to speak at a few other conferences, and Salt is really unique. Mm-hmm. So over my life, I've been a creative director. And oftentimes where I started at the, you know, one of Eastern Canada's largest ad agencies, I was the only believer. And I struggled because that whole creative spirit, it's like there's so many tensions that I felt. And Salt is just that place where you can settle back and enjoy everyone around you. You all have a biblical worldview. And you're also trying to live in the spirit of what God's put in us, where we're truly creative. So this whole idea of being the premier creative conference for Christians. I mean, why wouldn't I want to be here?
I love that answer. I do think that the conference really does hone in on that creative ability that God has put in each and every one of us. And it's just a free place for all of us to kind of express that, to hone those skills and continue to grow in that area.
And I don't know whether you understand or, I mean, you're as creative as I am.
Probably I don't know even about more. That.
But this whole creative world that we live in, I mean, mm-hmm. we are a unique group of people.
Yeah.
And I just heard every senior pastor going, amen.
Yeah, sure.
I can
yeah.
hear that through. Sure. but it's interesting because it's like this unique group gets together, and I love the little pockets of conversation that are happening. Yes. And when I join them, it's like you found your long lost brother like I found in you.
Oh, thank you. Some people have been known to say that we do look alike. I don't know. I don't have my hat on, so I don't have my haircut to show off, but maybe people would see it better if I did. Let's talk a little bit about the future. Okay. You really kind of concentrate on marketing, church marketing. You have a company, Be Known for Something, beknownforsomething.com, if you want to check it out. And just tell us, as somebody who is in that field that swims in those waters every day, what do you kind of see out on the horizon of things to come in church marketing, things that we should be prepared for, maybe concentrate on?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this is my 37th year in this industry. And
wow.
And when I look back over the years, I mean, I'm a graphic designer by trade. So that's what my degree is in. I mean, we started by, you know, ordering typesetting from a typographer, and we had to count column widths, and then we would get it, and then we would wax it and put it down with a burnishing pad. Like, I mean, it was
what
just,
in the world?
I know, exactly.
I'm literally like, what are you saying right now?
We would do boards with overlays where we had to indicate color. And like, it was crazy what we first started with. And then as automation came along, I mean, here we are, you know, the computer world came, and I can still remember mm-hmm. when they showed us the, you know, a Mac computer and said, someday you'll be designing everything on this. And I thought I was going to throw up at that point because I thought, I don't know anything about computers.
Oh, yeah.
And now our world is so automated through computers. And then in the middle of all of that, enter, you know, AI. I mean, a year ago, all of a sudden, ChatGPT enters the world, and it somewhat divided the creative audience. I mean, we look at it ethically, which, you know, where should we fall? Where should we, like, how much we should be using it? How much should we trust it?
Yeah.
And all of that, like, I mean, really what it comes down to is content. And so on church branding and church marketing, the amount of content that we're putting out now, I think that AI is going to, like, just create an explosion of content that's out there. And I don't think that the average person understands what that means, but we live in a really noisy world, and it's going to get a whole lot noisier. So I believe that the church needs to start focusing, because they're already noisy, but they need to really start concentrating. And I'm seeing it more and more, how people are understanding that if you say less, people will listen more. And so if you can create a brand where you're actually saying less, you don't have to say it all. You don't have to say everything that your ministries are doing. And I think AI is going to help. It's going to hurt for a little bit, I think. And then I think the people who come to SALT are learning great things. And it's really, how do you harness that content so that you calm it down rather than just have a proliferation, that's a huge word, of content, so that you just become so noisy that no one's listening.
Yeah, that's great. As somebody that's been on a church staff for many years, I can tell you the amount of conversations that we have around communication, the ways to do it, and are we saying too much? Are we not saying enough? And it feels like all the time that you're just kind of guessing at where that sweet spot is. But it sounds like what you're kind of saying a little bit is the sweet spot is knowing who you are, knowing your brand and your message, and being able to make that effectively and not just feeling like you have to shout at the world, because everyone's shouting right now. with the invention of AI and social media, there's just so much noise, as you said. So I love that. And I really look forward to seeing where things go with that, because we're just at such an infancy stage at this point. So yeah, well, I'm thankful there's people like you that think about these things, because I'm not good at it. Okay, pretty much. The Lord has gifted you in a way he has not gifted me. And so I think we're all just benefiting from the chance at a place like Salt Conference and in the future, just being able to sit under you. I got to tell everybody, Mark in his workshop, the door was there was a wall lining the door. There was no way into that room. So people are definitely hungry for that.
They thought Keith was speaking and everyone kept flocking in saying, oh, it is Keith, and then realized it was me.
Yeah. Well, if they had discovered it was me, I think that the room would have been far emptier. So, but Mark, I just want to thank you so much for being a part of our community, for loving our community, and being somebody that is willing to walk through these halls and jump into those conversations, to be somebody that is accessible and reachable. And I think that's such an invaluable resource for the SALT community.
Well, life is short, and people in ministry, you know that oftentimes you feel alone, and SALT is the place to come together, especially if you're a creative, and find camaraderie where you can share and say, I'm struggling with this. And then somebody else goes, oh, me too. And it's in that moment that true community happens. And that's why the SALT community is the place to come.
Man, I love it. Well, since you just plugged us, why don't we plug you? Tell us about your book. Where can people find it? A little bit about it.
Well, obviously it's going to be in the SALT bookstore.
Yes.
But you can go to amazon.com and just search for Be Known for Something, and my book will be there. I'm blessed that it's a #2 Amazon bestseller, and it really helps you focus your message. So what should you be known for in order for people to pay attention? And the cool thing about all of this is that as social media has come along, as websites have expanded and all of that, I mean, Be Known for Something, we try to put out as good content as possible. Mm-hmm. So follow us along on social media. MarkMac1023 is how you find me. Be Known for Something for the agency. And then if you want, I've written a few articles. So
I've heard a few. Yes.
Like I think I'm 830, 840 right now published articles. So if you go to beknownforsomething.com/subscribe, you can actually subscribe and have articles sent to you. But if you go to beknownforsomething.com/articles, you can actually search through and see all of the articles that we have and find exactly what you need for a solution, or what would Mark think, or what would my team think. So
that's awesome.
Any way I can help you at all, please let me know. We have coaching packages and the full church branding system as well.
Well, really appreciate that. Once again, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for speaking to our community and continue to be a part of it.
We love Mark. He is a bestie of SALT. We're super thankful to have him. Make sure to go click on the link in the show notes. He's got a book out, Be Known for Something, and he's great at helping churches with their marketing and getting their name out there and differentiating themselves a little bit. So go check that out. Also, coming up, I want to make sure you know we have a very cool series called Road to SALT. It's a webinar series. It's very interactive. Our next series is with Brad Zimmerman on some AI hacks. And I feel like oftentimes when people hear AI, they think, oh, you know, what is the term? Every to a hammer, everything's a nail, or something like that. Is that the saying?
I don't know. That's new. That's new to me.
Okay, well, that's a saying, I think. And so I feel like a lot of times people think, oh, I can just use AI for everything, or I don't use it at all. And this is going to be a great series about figuring out how you can kind of implement AI into your workflow in a practical and repeatable way. That also isn't using AI for every single thing you do and trying to make it this wonder machine. So it's going to be really, really practical. We're going to have Q&As where you can ask your questions. So the link will be in the show notes to that. It's called Road to SALT. You should definitely go sign up and check that out. All right, coming up next, we have a pastoral moment from Kaylee.
Mm. Bring it, Kaylee.
Y'all, I'm so excited to talk about this. So I, as y'all know, if you've been listening for a while, I'm like a very whimsical, creative, and
no.
But sometimes that, not at all, not even remotely close. But sometimes I lean really hard into like striving and performance as a human, where I strive or perform, whether it's like I need to prove myself as a human or strive to like get love from the Father of God. And so I was sitting recently in church and they were talking about John 15, where it's, I'm the vine, you're the branches. We all know this if you've been around church for a while. But I read it because I'm such a whimsical artist. I read it in the Passion Translation, which I joke around about. It's the creative translation. It's the artist translation. But it says, and it really stuck to me, that I am a true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting up and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a great harvest. So when I read that, it really challenged me, because the line that says it, he props up the fruitless branches and prunes every fruitful branch, which also, if you've been listening, we talked about pruning a couple episodes ago, and I'm just a big fan of pruning, but that really reminded me to take inventory of my soul. Am I allowing him to hold up the branches that aren't producing fruit? And am I allowing him to cut back the branches that are producing fruit? Meaning, am I striving or am I not striving? So really what I want to do, if you're listening to this podcast in double time, which I often do, I want you to slow down. I want you to stop. And I want you to take inventory of the soil of your soul and of your heart and say, am I letting him hold me up? Whether that's in meetings that are hard, whether that's being a husband or a wife or a friend, take that inventory. And I just want us as a team on this to take inventory for a second. Are we striving? Are we letting him be the vine and us be the branches? And I'll say, I took this inventory this morning and I have not. And that is really honest. I have not been the branches. I've been trying to be the vine. I've been trying to dig down deep, when really it's my job to rely on the Father. So I want to ask you guys the same thing, like quick inventory of the soil of your soul. Where are you at?
When it comes to slowing down, I feel like I've always lived a slow life in the fact that I don't have things going on every weeknight. I'm not busy all the time. Like most of the time I'm like, I should probably be doing more with my life or with people. But when it comes to my motivations and my goals, and I know this is not necessarily how you meant it, but like that's where it gets me. And that's where my mind went as you were talking through this. Like, are my motivations and my goals, is the root of why I do what I do still rooted in God the way it should be? And am I slowing down, not with my busyness, but with my own passions to know and to ask God, is this still your will?
That's good. I was having a conversation with someone recently and they were talking about, we were just talking about life in general and different things, and kind of talking a little bit about what you said of like God props you up. And so we were talking about that, and then we got into like parenthood and shifting into being a parent, and how some people are like, you know, your life ends once you get married, or once you have kids, you can forget doing anything you love to do. And I never really experienced that. And the reality is, yeah, I don't do a lot of the things I used to do. Like I used to go hiking every weekend. I used to hop on a plane whenever I got the chance and like do a bunch of things that I used to do when I was single versus when I was married and then now having kids or having a kid. But what we talked about is it's really just a perspective shift that you have to have. And so kind of going off of that, like it's easy to have the wrong perspective if you're not being reflective and introspective. I did not mean to make all those rhyme, but here we are.
You're a genius.
I'm into it.
But that's been really encouraging to me lately, is just being like, hey, like it's okay to to let things change and shift. And, you know, my focus now is not on me doing the things I love to do. Not that I should never do things I enjoy doing, because that's sure. important, and you should take care of yourself and do things that give you life. But now my daughter gives me life, and being spending time with her. Like, I went to choir the other day at church, and being gone for like 2 hours from her in the evening when I would normally be with her, it's fun, but also I'm like, I'm ready to be home. Like, I want to be with my girl. So
that's awesome.
yeah. So I don't know if that answers your question of what is the inventory of my heart. I don't know. I think it's searching and finding and growing with the season. So.
No, I love that. Yeah. That's so good. My husband's name is Matt, and we were driving home from home church last night, which is like our small group. And I had some friends move to town recently, and we were just joking around about like the last time we lived together was years ago when I was single. And so I was always doing something. I was always all over Austin yeah. doing the most. And we joked around, and we were like, you were just so feral. Like, you were just this like feral cat, which feral is one of my favorite words. That doesn't feel very pastoral, but it's honest. And Matt last night was like, it was such a beautiful question for a husband to ask. He said, did I kill feral Kaylee?
Aww.
And I was like, I was like, kind of, but it was this moment of like parts of that needed to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing it back to like John 15, it's like parts of those branches that are parts of me need to be cut off mm-hmm. or need to be propped up because of JT, what you're talking about, yeah. like a season shift, a perspective shift. And sometimes all you have to do to take the inventory of your soul is say, wow, I've really been trying to act like the vine when really I'm a branch. Mm-hmm. So let me remind myself that I'm just a branch. So I hope that our community, that you've taken a few minutes, hit pause if you need to, rewind if you need to. And what I want to encourage is if you're like me and you're like, shoot, I've been trying to act like the vine, like there's no shame. There's no shame.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally change your intentions in an instant. My mentor likes to tell me like, you like the you are here stickers at the mall when you look at the map. It's like, that's your non-negotiable starting point. Like, we can look back and say, man, I wish I was further. I wish I was closer to Foot Locker. But your reality is you're right there. Mm. And there's no shame. All you have to do is look towards the Father, realize that you're the branch, and move forward.
That is such a great visual.
I hope that encourages you.
Oh, that's so good.
I love that. Thanks so much for sharing that, Kaylee. So take inventory.
Be a branch,
people.
Not a vine.
All right, I love storytelling, and one of the biggest elements of storytelling is that whether you're reading the book or writing the story, you get to a spot where your main character is in a dilemma, and they can take door A, option one, or door B, option two. But the goal of a good story is to provide an awesome option C, and that's the solution, the figuring out that the main character does that you didn't see coming. And you might say, well, what does this have to do with church? I think a lot of times when we're planning a big program or we've got something new coming up in church, or we're saying, okay, how do we solve this problem our congregation faces? You know, the same problem we have every week, or, you know, just the problem of how do we reach more community members? It's very easy to come up with door A and B, but how hard are we really trying to find door C? And so I was going through some creative exercises of how to help with this, and I just found what looked like a ton of fun. Perfectionists, you might hate this, but bear with me. The idea machine. And it's, you just need to sit down with note cards, post-its, write down every single idea you can. I would start with number one, identifying the problem. What is the main problem you are trying to solve? Whether it's for your team, for your community, your congregation, identify the problem as clearly as possible. And then set a timer. Maybe you start with 10 minutes. Maybe you want to go big, start with 30 minutes. Whatever it may be, set a timer, write down every single idea that comes to mind. It doesn't matter how good, bad, ugly, or crazy it is. Perfectionists, write down the bad ideas that you know won't work. For whatever reason, still write it down and then walk away. And that's the hardest part, I know, for people like me, because we just want to like get the job done, but walk away. Maybe go for a walk. Like, take a chance to think about it more while in nature, while moving your body. Go for a walk and think about it more, write down some more ideas if you need to, but take a time to take a mental break. And then whether it's you or you and your team, come back, and then sort those ideas out. Everything everyone came up with. What are the meh ideas? What are the really bad ideas? And what are the ideas that we think have potential? And feel free to use this time to keep writing down more ideas, because it will spark thoughts. Like, you'll read the bad idea and suddenly think, oh, but what if I did this? And just getting those extra ideas will only help you come up with more solutions. And hopefully then, by the time you're done with this idea machine time, you'll just have wonderful solutions. You'll have the answer. You'll have that door C your team needs. And then share these ideas. If you do this idea machine time, please, it will help other teams, I am sure. Take these terrible ideas, maybe a picture of the problem that you articulated, and then the post-its and note cards of your ideas. Post it on socials with hashtag Salt Creative Challenge.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing that creative challenge, Caitlin. Well, guys, this has been episode 11. We're so thankful to have been here with you. We're almost over. The season is almost over. We're only doing 16 episodes this season. And then we'll take a sabbatical during conference season, and we'll be back next year. But if you've been listening along so far, give us a 5-star review if you feel that we've earned it. We have loved doing this and sharing with you guys, and that just helps us get this info out there to other people. If you have any ideas or thoughts or comments about the podcast, shoot us an email. We got the email down in the show notes, so go check those out. But thank you guys so much. We're super excited for next week. We're going to have Gospel Lee guest hosting. So it's going to be super fun. So we'll see you next week, guys.